We're starting, good morning. We're starting from Pei Vav Amud Beis, 86B by the two dots. Shabbos Pei Vav Amud Beis by the two dots. Around 13, 14 lines off at the bottom of the page. Famous Gemara. Torah about him. B'shishu b'chad shindu ha-saris ha-dibris li-Yisrael. On the 6th of Sivan, the Aseret Dibros were given to Klal Yisrael. That was the day of Matan Torah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shiva Bai. Rabbi says, no, it wasn't the 6th day of Sivan. It was the 7th day of Sivan was Matan Torah. Rav is going to establish there are a few basic facts that both Rabbanan and Beis agree to, and then we're going to establish where the Machlekes is. So says Rava, everyone agrees they got to the Midbar Sinai, they reached Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. How? So the word Azer connotes Rosh Chodesh, Gzeir Shava, and therefore we know the day they came to Midbar Sinai was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's not for Machlekes. Malan Rosh Chodesh, Afkan Rosh Chodesh. Utkulam, everyone agrees with Shabbos and the Torah Yisrael. Separately, everyone agrees what day was Matan Torah. Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. Shabbos Chodesh was Matan Torah. Says over here, Zachar Sem Shabbos Akachay, in this pasuk by, obviously by Aseret Dibros. Remember this day. So everyone, Malan Litzuba Shayim, Afkan Litzuba Shayim, just like over there, it was the idea of remembering, Yisias Mitzrayim was the middle of that very day. So to here, it's the middle of this day of Shabbos where they're getting that starts to Dibros. Okay. So those two facts are agreed between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan that the day they came to the Midbar was Rosh Chodesh and the day they got the Torah was Shabbos. What's the Machlekes 6 or 7? Very simple. The Machlekes obviously is going to be, was Rosh Chodesh, was the day they got to the Midbar, which is Rosh Chodesh, was that Sunday? In which case, the Matan Torah on Shabbos would be the 7th day. That's what B'Yaseh Shita. So Rabban Hill, they got to the Midbar on Monday. They reached the Midbar Sinai on Monday, and therefore Matan Torah, which was on Shabbos, was going to be on day 6. Simple. Simple. Again, they both agree that they had to have Rosh Chodesh. Question was Rosh Chodesh Sunday or Monday? That's the whole machlekes. Ki plig the marzit pekivit diyarcha. Rabbi says bechapish shabbatik viyarcha. Rabbi says that the Rosh Chodesh was established on Sunday, the first day of the week, which is Sunday, was the first day of the month of Sivan. Bechapish shabbat le'amelu le'midi. Now we get into a little bit of the state of what happened on Sunday. They just arrived, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu or Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give any commandments because they were tired. They were tired from traveling, even though we know they travel with an covered, they travel with master protection. The master still travel. They were tired. Therefore, no commandments came on Sunday, the day they arrived. According to Rabbi Yossi, Sunday is the day they arrived. Betray b'Shabbat Amalu on Monday. Mashmir said that Vatam Tilu Mamachs Kainim. You should be for me Mamachs Kainim. Machlekes. Actually, what does this mean? You should be for me Mamachs Kainim. Rashi says it means Mamachs Kainim. You should be for me like Sarim. Like David Melchizedek should be officers and princes, according to the Sefernu, actually means you should be teachers, and be a light unto the nations. So, according to the Sefernu, it's beautiful, prerequisite, I mean, not that Shvar Rashi, but according to the Sefernu, there was an element. Prior to being Mekabel Torah, we had to already accept to be teachers and light unto the nation. That was a prerequisite for being Rei, for Kabbalah Torah. V'atam Tzilim Melchiz Kainim. That's on Monday. Top of Pesach Amalf. Bitlasa, on Tuesday, Amr Lehu, Mrs. Akbala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klai Yisrael the mitzvah of Agbola that don't come close to the mountain, Ba'arba of Aprisha, and on Wednesdays when he started to have the Prisha, separating Ish from Ishtai, separating a man from his wife, had to become Tamei, in preparation for Matan Torah. Matan Torah was supposed to be, according to the initial directive of the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, 2 days of Prisha, which would mean the Torah should be given on Friday. But we'll see soon that what happened was the Torah was given on Shabbos, even according to Basie, the Torah was given on Shabbos because Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day of Prisha. For Abban and Savi, the Abban say, "Betray b'Shabbat ikva yarcha." On Monday was Rosh Chodesh. They arrived in Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. That everyone agrees to. But they're saying, "What day was that?" That was Monday, not Sunday. Betray b'Shabbat lemon levay midian. Again, Abban also agree. On the day they arrived, there was no commandments told to them. But also on Tuesday, Amar levatam tzili. So it's 1 day behind so far. On Tuesday, they told atam tzili. But arba amar luhu mitzvah sagbala. On Wednesday, they were given the mitzvah of not coming close to the mountain. The chamisha of a prisha. And on Thursday, there was prisha. Thursday and Friday was the prisha. And then the Torah was given on Shabbos. Okay. So before we get to any questions from the Gemara, is going to bring rice now. So the rest of the stuff is going to be rice back and forth to Rabbi Yossi, and to Rabbanan, to the various opinions. So just some basic questions on this topic. First of all, this machlekes, whether or not It was b'shishi b'chaydish or b'shvi b'chaydish. Isn't it unbelievable that we're talking about Matan Torah? We're talking about the day we received the Torah, and we have machlokes. What day was it? Was it the sixth day of the month? Was it the seventh day of the month? It's even more than that. The Torah never gave a date for seemingly one of the most important days, if not the most important day of our calendar, the day of Kabbalah Torah. Obviously, you know, just if you read the Pesukim, by the way, the Torah doesn't even reference that the count from Pesach to Shavuos is a count from Matan Torah. The Torah references that's a count for Mincha Chadasha, to bring the Mincha Chadasha, to bring the right after the, from the count of the Omer, you bring the Mincha Chadasha, the Shtei Lechem, with the Bikurim on Shavuos. The Torah only describes the mitzvah of the Karbanis of Shavuos, not so much the Matan Torah. But obviously we know it's Pashut, that if that was the day of Matan Torah, it wasn't just Stam, and the first year when they first started counting, it was literally the countdown to Matan Torah. It's not Stam coincidence. Obviously it's a count to Matan Torah as well. But what's ironic is that the Torah for the day of Matan Torah, besides the fact that we have Machlokes is what day it was, the Torah itself never gave a set calendar day. Every other Yom Tov has a calendar day, a specific calendar day that is dedicated to that day of Yom Tov. Shavuos is just kind of like count 50 days from Pesach, and then you get Shavuos. Then you get Shavuos. It doesn't have its own calendar day. Says Klei Yakar and Parshas Emer. He says it all was done with a specific design in mind. The idea was that if the day of Torah, Matan Torah, is pinned down to one day, it would feel like, of course, that day special of Matan Torah, which we do, we're going to celebrate Mitzvah Hashem in 2 days from now, Matan Torah, celebrate Shavuos, but it would become more miyuchas to that day. The idea of not giving a specific day is because every day, every day should be a day like Matan Torah. The Torah specifically did not give a set day, a calendar day for Matan Torah, and fits very well with our machlokes, whether it's the 6 day of Sivan, the 7 day of Sivan, on the contrary, it was not something which is supposed to be so clear, because it's supposed to be every day for us. It's supposed to be like a Matan Torah. Says Klei Yakar, the same idea is actually found a similar concept by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we always know, what do we call Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, we refer to it through our davening, refer to it in our minds as Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, what does the Torah call Rosh Hashanah? Yom Teruah. One place calls the Yom Zichron Teruah, but calls the Yom Teruah, it's the day of Long Shefer. The seventh month, first day of the month, is a Yom Tiv, you know, the Malacha, Yom Teruah. Doesn't say anything about Din. Ask Klei Yakar, this is the Yom HaDin, and the Torah is not telling us the most important element, seemingly, of the day, that's Yom HaDin. Answers Klei Yakar, same Yisayit as the same amount of Torah. A person should realize that every single day, his actions are judged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches what we do every day. If we would put one day down as that's the day of Din, and categorize it so clearly in the Torah, it would take away from the fact that every day there's judgment as well. Same idea with the same Matan Torah. We don't want to be miyachas one day for Yom HaDin, because every day there is judgment in the world, because Shmuel is judging us every day. And so too, we don't want to be miyachas one day as Matan Torah, even though we're about to celebrate that day. We don't want to be miyachas one day because we don't want it to take away from the excitement and the daily chiyuv, the daily mitzvah of learning Torah. That is the idea of the Klei Yakar Parshas Emor, beautiful concept. Now we're saying everyone agrees that on Shabbos, that the Kulama b'Shabbos Nina. Everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Machlokes says, was Shabbos the sixth day of the month or was it the seventh day of the month? It's a very interesting Torah in Simon Reish Ayin Beis. The Torah in Reish Ayin Beis explains that we find by Shabbos, every tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei by Shabbos, the Ma'ariv, Shachris, and via Muslims always a separate tefillah, and Mincha have a different nusach. On Yom Tov, if you notice, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha always have the same nusach. It's the same nusach of tefillah for the three different tefillahs, again, separate from Musaf, the three tefillahs of Yom Tov. Shabbos, each one gets its own tefillah. What's the idea? So the Torah says, it relates back to this Gemara. The idea is that the Friday night represents Shabbos Bereshis. Friday night is correspond Shabbos Bereshis. So it gets its nusach of tefillah. Shabbos morning, this is for us, is connected Shabbos and Matan Torah. We know the Torah was given on a Shabbos. That's universal, both for Brazy and the Barnagui. Shabbos was given, Torah was given on Shabbos. So the tefillah, the nusach of the morning, of Shabbos morning, is representative of the Shabbos Matan Torah. Yismach Moshe b'manas chalkei. That's the nusach we say by Shabbos morning davening. That's supposed to represent the Shabbos of Matan Torah. And the Mincha Tzvila is representative of Shabbos Las Lavei, of having a Menuchas Ava, and Adav Menuchas Emes Amuna, of having the ultimate Menucha in Las Lavei. So the point is, the reason why Shabbos, why it gets three different Nuschayas for three Tzvilas, is because it's representing three overall special Shabbos. The Shabbos Bereshis, Shabbos of Matan Torah, our Sugya, and Shabbos of Lasid Lavei. Okay.
Just take 2 points for a moment.
Firstly, Gemara, Meisvei. For Kiddushim and Mamachal, the pasuk says you should be mekadosh today and tomorrow. Sounds like for 2 days they had to abstain the husbands from the wives. So that would mean down to 2 days would mean, according to Yasi, that according to Rabban, it's very good. 2 days was Thursday and Friday. And Mantar was on Shabbos, right? Wednesday was Hagbalah, according to Rabban. Thursday, Friday was separating from the wives. And Shabbos is Mantar. According to Yasi, that the Hagbalah was ready earlier. Hagbalah was ready on Tuesday. So that, if that's the case, that means Wednesday was already a day of Prisha. So Wednesday, Thursday is Prisha. Friday should be Mantar, Kasher Besi. Amar Chabesi, famous member for Besi. Yem Echad, Heis Meshach Medaitai. Meshach Rabbeinu added 1 day of abstaining instead of 2 days. Meshach Rabbeinu said, let it be 3 days. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of abstaining, and there, and Torah is given on Shabbos. Where do we see this? Tanya. Shleish Tvarim Asa Meshach Medaitai. 3 things Meshach Rabbeinu did on his own account, his own das. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Meshach Rabbeinu's ideas. We spoke this out in Brachas Brachas, where Meshach Rabbeinu gave Tainus HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain why he shouldn't destroy Klai Yisrael by the Chet Egel and by other things. We said these ideas also over there of Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said, it's not the Peshat Chas V'Shalom to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't think of these options. He didn't think of these possibilities that we're going to have. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it for Meisha to reach that level, to reach these ideas. But there's no such thing as Meisha pointing out something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know. Probably goes without saying, but something we should just speak out. So what are the 3 things? Tanya, Shalosh Dvarim Asa Meisha Medaitai. 3 things Meisha Rabbeinu did Medas, V'Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'isiv Yemech HaMedaitai, added 1 day to the 3 days of Prisha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said 2 days, and he added a 3rd day. Pirush Benisha, he himself separated from his wife. You know, Aaron and Miriam had tainus in him. They separated from his wife. He separated from his wife. V'Shibas HaLuchas, and he broke the Luchas. He did those 3 things on his own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to all 3. The Mara is going to go through them. First one, the one that's relevant for our sugya, is he added 1 day of the separation from the wives before Mount Tyre. Hisvi Mech Medaitai, my darsh, what was his drasha? Hayyimu Machar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go tell the people to separate themselves today and tomorrow. Now, today was already middle of the day. So Hayyim Kemachar, Mal Machar was the morning, but it was already, you know, Yiddish day starts the night before. So Mal Machar Leilimai, just like tomorrow's separation is going to be a day which has the night with it. Af Hayyim Leilimai, so too today, this should be when Hashem says separate for a day and tomorrow, it should be 2 comparable days, both days having night and day with it. The Laila did an Afgalei. The night of today is already gone. So of Wednesday was already gone. So Shema Minah Treyem of the Bar Meina must mean there's 2 more days besides for today, Wednesday, 2 more full days of night and day. So Meshach Rabbeinu was darshaning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's obviously the Maisa wasn't the simple, it wasn't exactly what the simple size of the words, otherwise it would be not Heis of Meshach Medaita, it would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu added it. Meshach is darshaning the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to establish that there should be an extra day of abstinence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, Leishar Shechina, Atzaf for Shabbat, the simple proofs in the pudding. When did the Shechina descend upon our Sinai? On Shabbos. So if only said on Shabbos, clearly if Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong and only and 2 days was enough, Wednesday, Thursday was enough, the Shekhinah should have descended on Friday. The fact that the Shekhinah only descended on Har Sinai on Shabbos is the biggest indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. So we're going to speak in a famous Beis Halevi. Really part of this Beis Halevi is based on tomorrow's Gemara on Daf Peches. It gets involved with by Nas V'Nishma, with the Malachim, who complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael, to mankind? We want to keep the Torah Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, hold on to my Kisei HaKavod, and answer and contend with the Malachim. And they have all conversations over there. It's going to be more tomorrow's Daf, but this base, the big base of Levi, which relates right to the Gemara we just read, the Malachim, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, it speaks to the Torah about things that are mitzvahs that are commanded for humans. They're not commanded for Malachim. It doesn't make sense that the Torah should be given to you. So ask the Beis HaLevi, famous question, what would the Malachim's Havmina? If you read the Pesukim that Moshe quotes, these are Pesukim in the Torah that a person has to Kaveh Avicha V'Simecha, I took you out of Mitzrayim. These are Pesukim that are only relevant to humans. What are the Malachim asking that we should get the Torah? Clearly the Torah is only meant for Basar B'dam, it's only meant for humans. What was the Havamina of the Malachim that they should be able to take a Torah? Says the Beis HaLevi, a massive Yisayid, that Avada, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the anhag of the Torah, the Beis HaLevi calls this the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav, what it says in the Torah, what it's written in the Torah, what we're supposed to do, that was for sure going to mankind. And that was going to Bnei Yisrael, that was going to Klal Yisrael, it couldn't go to the Malachim. Malachim could never get that. What the Malachim were asking for is, they wanted the Torah Shebapeh element, which also is otherwise referred to as the Psak. The psak element of Torah, how to interpret Torah, how to teach Torah, how to give a psak of what the halacha is, not the actual practice of Torah. Of course, the practice of Torah can only be bnei adam. Malachim can practice Torah, but the interpretation and the psak, the Torah shabbat pe element, that's what they wanted. Famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Tanu Shachnoi, where that a machlekes, right, in Tanayim Rabbi Shua and the Tanayim were arguing, Lamiel and the Rabban were arguing about the halacha, about something with the Tamei or not, and they start being rice back and forth, that walls are collapsing, trees are flying out of their place, and I think it was Rabbi Shua, I think it was, who said, I'm on a spell. You can bring me all the rice that you want from miraculous, from Shemayim, from miraculous baskels, calling out that I'm wrong. Loi b'shamayim me. The Torah was given to us, and if this is how I interpret the Torah, it doesn't make a difference how many proofs you bring from Shemayim, how many rayas that you're right because there's trees flying and walls collapsing and baskels. It doesn't make a difference because it's not in Shemayim. The Torah was given to Basav Adam, and Basav Adam has the power of Psak, the power of Teresh HaBapeh, and this is how we interpret it, is how I interpret it, and therefore this is the Psak. Okay, what's the do what we're saying over here? Because the Beis Levi asks another question, which I probably should start off with, and says, we paskin, lalacha, Magen Avram asked the question, we paskin that Shavuos is on the sixth day, right? We celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. We paskin like Rabbi Yasi that Matan Torah was on Zion Sivan. So why on earth do we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan if Matan Torah, we paskin like Rabbi Yasi, was on Zion Sivan? Doesn't make sense. We have a Tartus Asri. We're being Noig Shavuos on Vav Sivan. Actually, this year, ironically enough, by the way, this year, Sunday was Rish Chodesh. Friday is going to be Shavuos, right? Friday is Shavuos. And we're saying Mantara, based on the schedule of Rabbeisi, was Shabbos. We're celebrating one day early before Mantara. What's going on over here? As I fact, basically says, I don't understand why we're celebrating Shavuos a day early. Answers basically, the Shatase answers, beautiful. We're not celebrating Mantara. Of course, we're happy we got the Torah. Fits very well to Klei Yakra, actually. We got the Torah every day. We love the Torah. And the Torah was coming to Klai so regardless, because it wasn't going to stay by the Malachim. The Torah doesn't belong to Malachim. It can't be for angels. It has to be for humans. But you know what we got on day six? Added a day. That is the power of Torah Shabbat. That is the power of Psak in this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said we should get the Torah, we should separate man from wife for 2 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu added that we should separate for a third day. That's the ultimate koyach of Psak of Leib Shemayimi. It's on this world. We're the balabatim of Torah. This world, mankind, is the ones that not only have to keep the Torah, they're the ones that can interpret and teach the Torah. It's Leib Shemayimi. What day was that? That was day six. Says Beis Halevi, with Dafka celebrating Yom Shishi, day six, because that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu added in order to get to Matan Torah being on Shabbos on day seven. Moshe Rabbeinu added the day. We're Taka celebrating day six. We're not celebrating only Matan Torah, which is day seven. We're specifically celebrating day six. Beautiful aside from the Beis Halevi. He says further, that's the idea when one gets an aliyah, he makes two brachas. He makes a Shabbat Banu, and then he makes a Teres Emes. What's the two brachas? The first bracha is bracha on Teresh B'Chsav. He goes up and he reads the Chsav, Asher Bracha Banu. The second bracha he makes is on Teresh Shabbat Peh. He makes a bracha for Teresh Shabbat. He makes a bracha for both of these elements. So I must have heard this. This is too good. I don't want to take credit for this, but I don't remember where I heard this from. But one added Kadesh to this Beis Halevi. Stunning. The Gemara Pesachim tells us where Yosef says, "Ilav ha'yema kama Yosef ikar b'shuk." If not for the day of Matan Torah, how many Yosefs will be in the shuk? Meaning, what's he saying? I'm the Gadol Dar. I'm Rav Yosef. If not for Matan Torah, I would just be another Joseph. I'd be another Yosef in the shuk. If not for that day of Matan Torah, I would be another Yosef. What makes me Rav Yosef the Gadol Dar? Because we was zeichet to Matan Torah, and therefore I'm able to reach these madrigas and become Rav Yosef. Frek the Veld, what's the Lashon Ilav Hayema? If not for that day. Let Rabbi Yosef say, Ilav Matan Torah. If not for Matan Torah, Kam Yosef Ika Beshuki. What's Ilav Hayema? Like the Beis Halevi, it's gorgeous. And by the way, this Yisai Beis Halevi, some other Achrenim, very similar. The Yerucham is a similar Yisai. The other Achrenim say the similar idea. So what's the Pshat Ilav Hayema? The Pshat Ilav Hayema is, if not for the 6 day that Moshe Rabbeinu added, and we got to appreciate the power of Tamidei Chachamim, the power of Torah being in this world, the power of the Rabbanim having the right to the power to translate the Torah, so Kami Yosef Ika Beshuki, we'd have Torah. But I'd be another Yosef because people wouldn't give any covet to the Tamid Chachamim because they can read the Torah and I can read the Torah. There's no power of the Tamid Chachamim. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was Yosef Yom Echem Edaitei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim, so that day is what gives the Gedolei Hador and the Rabbanim their power. Ilav HaYoma Kami Yosef Ika Beshuki. Beautiful Taish of the Gemara Pesachim based on this Beis Halevi. Okay.
Maybe that's why it's called Taurus
Maish. Okay, next case. Upish Benisha. Maish is separated from his wife. Why? My Darsh. What was his? What did he Darshan? Nazakav Chaimer Batzma. He made a Kav Chaimer. Umayisr Amar. Umayisr Shle Dibit Shinaimam Elishachas. Klaisro only had the Shekhinah speaking to them once, Paman Tayyar, for a couple of months. And it was established time, so they knew when it was coming. Shekhinah is coming once, and yet Amar Tayyar says, Vayinachinim, Vagaymer, I'll take you. Be prepared, don't come close to your wife for 3 days. So Anisha Koshav Shah Shekhinah, they're asking me. Shekhinah comes and speaks to me at any moment. There's no, at any moment the Shekhinah can come. Vayinach Kavel is man, and there's no set time for me to get the Shekhinah. I certainly must be separated from my wife. After Mantar, the pasuk says, "Leich emerlem shuv lechem lalechem." Go back to your tents. We darshan. I think it was Maseches Brachos. We darshan that all the people got pregnant on that day. All the people, all the wives, when they came back, it was an ace that every person found his wife to be not wasn't an ida. Everyone came back and found the wife's tar. So it's shuv lechem lalechem. Go back to your tents. Go back to your relationship with your wives. Uchsiv basrei, and it says next to it, "Va'ata b'yumar shemenu poyamayim madi yumar shemenu." You stay with me. You don't go back to your tent. You stay with me. So you see clearly that Kosh Baruch was being master of Misha. He should not be going back to his wife because he has to be always prepared to speak to the Shekhinah. Says the Gemara, another source, this time some say that the proof is from this line, Pal Pal Dabar Bay. I speak to Misha Benu mouth to mouth, it's different. I speak to mouth to mouth, he's different. And therefore he has to be, I speak to mouth to mouth. This is after Miriam and Aaron were troubled. Moai Misha Benu is the only Navi who abstains. You know, abstinence is not a Jewish trait, right? By some of the Goyim, they're leaders, they're priests, they practice, there's an idea of abstinence. By Yidden, of course, there's the idea of precious, mistopic muat, but outright abstinence is not a regular trait. Aaron and Miriam were for Tayin and Amisha that he separated himself. Akash Baruch Hu responded, no, don't compare Pel Pel Dabar Bay. I speak to Misha Pel Pel. He's different than the other Naviim. So again, that would be a defense. Akash Baruch Hu is defending Moshe Rabbeinu's action of separating from his wife. That would be another source that Kosh Baruch Hu is Hiskim Al Yadei. So either, again, Atam Payim Amay Yamadi, or Peah Pal Dabarai. So first of all, on Atam Payim Amay Yamadi, 2 points. First of all, jump into Tosfos. Fourth text on the page, Atam Payim Amay Yamadi, Vim Tamer. Menon Depirish Moshe Medaitei. So if that's the case, Tosfos is bothered. I mean, we kind of pointed out a similar question last Gemara that Moshe Darshan Yemu Macher and used the drasha to bring a logic to add another day. We pointed out it's not really the simple taich of the pasuk. He made a drasha and he added another day. It was really on his own. But Tosfos over here asks, Tosfos over here that if you're telling me that Moshe Rabbeinu made a kav chaymer, so it's not on his own. Viskama Kosh Baruch Hu. Kav chaymer means that's a kav chaymer is like a din. Kav chaymer is like a pasuk. When you have a kav chaymer, you don't even quote it. You don't need the Torah to write it down. There's a whole discussion. Milsa is kav chaymer. Tarech v'kasav ekra, where the pasuk doesn't even have to write it because it's a kav chaymer. That itself makes it a din. So why are you saying Moshe Rabbeinu was made an idea in his mind and a Kosh Baruch Hu was maskim it's kav chaymer? So it's based on all the pirish Moshe b'daita kaidim v'shuv viskama Kosh Baruch Hu yaday shem bezer tziva. I'm sorry. Today's kasha is even stronger than what we're saying. Today's kasha is, forget about the fact that it's kav chaymer. Today's kasha is that Kosh Baruch Hu says, Ata payam animadi. Maybe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife. When he got the directive from Kosh Baruch Hu to separate. Who says he did it prior? That's the question. Today's answer is unbelievable. Today's answer is, Aaron and Miriam had a tie on Moshe. If Aaron and Miriam had a tie on Moshe, it can't be that he separated only because of Kosh Baruch Hu said so, because how they have a tie? It must be they were aware that he separated on his own. It must be a way to separate his own, and therefore they had a taina. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had a taina in the first place. In fact, if that's the case, if we're saying, if they would have known a Kosh Baruch Hu's maskim, they wouldn't have a taina. So nu, lemaisa, Kosh Baruch Hu's maskim, why do they have a taina? So explains Tosfos, because we have a concept of derech adam reitz leilich malich nesai. Moshe Rabbeinu put forth the idea he wants to separate from his wife because there's kav v'chaymer from the Kosh Baruch Hu. HaKosh Baruch Hu was taka maskim. Aaron and Miriam knew Hashem was maskim, but still had a taina that the reason Hashem was maskim is because this is what you showed you want. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, showed this is what you want to do, and therefore Hashem was maskim, but maybe had you not shown this is what you want to do, HaKosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be maskim. Very interesting shak of taya, the Tosfos explains. So again, it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to separate, and therefore he separated. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's own idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and Aaron is still a taina. That why did you come up with this concept in the first place? If you wouldn't have come up with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given you haskama. That's Tosfos. So Hasemes asks that. Similar to this, he asks that he's still bothered even after Tosfos. At the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Poi Amen Yimadi, how on earth can Aaron Minu have a taina? Moshe Rabbeinu came up with the idea, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim. So what? How can Aaron Minu have a taina? Hasemes gets involved over here actually with a famous question: that was the Torah all written at once, or let me say it better: we know anything to Matan Torah came down was written by Matan Torah. Presumably, that was all written. Whatever happened after Matan Torah, was it written parsha parsha? Like as the Torah, as the story unfolded, it was written parsha, or was only written at the end when Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter at the end of parsha Devarim. Then the rest, anything from Ifmat Torah, was written then. He wants to suggest that if you go with the Malach, that it was all written only at the end, not parsha, it could be this pasuk va'ata poi amari madi was only written at the very end. Aaron and Miriam were unaware of this pasuk, and since they're unaware of this pasuk, therefore they weren't clear. It wasn't clear to them Hakadosh Baruch Hu's maskim, and that's why they had a taina. Not that they knew Hashem was maskim, but they said it's your fault, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you brought it up, which is like Taisus. Saying a little bit more that maybe they weren't aware of this pasuk. Okay, that's this pasuk. One other key point on this Gemara: Shuv lechem l'aleichem, go back to your tents to have relations, to get married. Says unbelievable Meshachachma. Says Meshachachma. We have a klal in Shas: Gerishin is gayer, kikatan shenel adami. A geris megayer is like a newborn child. No yichas is no newborn child. We said the guy by certain dinim, of course, the guy by Yerusha, the guy by certain dinim, the yichas does still apply. But the ma'isa, it's the money that he owns. Yesterday still belongs to him today, but it's like a new person. He has no relations. His children, his wife. His siblings are not the same relations yesterday as they are today once he is Megayer. Famous idea of Gesher's Geyer, Kadashadam, comes from Yivamis, comes from the Mesechta throughout Jazz. Says Meshachachma, what on earth is the source? There's no source. If you look in the Psukim, look at the Gemara, there's no source. To extend some safer himself over to their rights, he said, I've been bothered by this my whole life. I don't have a source. I don't know. We know it's a fact. Chazal tells us in many places. We're not concerned whether it's true or not. We just don't know what the source is. Says Chamsef, you know what the source is? This Pasuk. How many people in Klai Yisrael were married to siblings, to people that were also to them? It was Kedem Adon Teira. They were married to people that, once you get the Teira, would no longer be permissible. Pasuk says, Shuvu lechem aleichem, go back to your tents. We referenced before the famous Gemara that they went back to tents and the Nashim were all mutter and they were able to have relations. They weren't nidus and they all got pregnant actually at that point. But before that, but separate from that, how is everyone able to go back to their tents? Many people, now there's Adon Teira, they can't go back. Amram and Yecheved. You can't go back to your aunt. You can't go back to your aunt. L'chayra, she's in a stick relationship. Kay the Mantara, it's okay. But after Mantara, how could you go back? Says Meshachachma, they could go back. You know why? Gershon is Geyer, Kikatan Shanel Dami. A Mantara, we became Geyrim, we became full-fledged Yidden, and because Gershon is Geyer, Kikatan Shanel Dami, the Yichas, the relationships we have with the various people that were that Kaiso were married to before Mantara, were not Usher, remain Mutter. Why? Because they're no longer sharing that same relationship anymore. They became new people, and therefore it was Mutter. Says Meshachachma, our Gemara is the source. Shuv lechem aleichem is the source of Gershon is Geyer, Kikatan Shanel. Very interesting piece of information. Okay, what's one last point? Pal, Daber Bite. Sorry?
So if a brother and a sister become
Geyer, yes, that's the Iker Din. There's discussions that till now they were Usser, now they become Mutter. There is concept that Chazal speak about that it's fair to have that people that Geyim are going to say becoming a Yid is more leich than staying a guy. But technically speaking, yes, that's correct. A brother and sister Megayer, technically speaking, they're not related, and they could get married. On the second Gemara of this, Pel Dabarbai, just famous, nothing. We're not going to elaborate on it. It's a whole shmooze of Rambam, but Pel Dabarbai, Rambam points out that in Yisera Shvi, the 13 Yisera Rambam are really the basis for the 13 Animams. Yisera Shvi, so the Animam just says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of all Nevi'im, but the Rambam points out it's much more than that, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevi'is was on a very different level than all other Nevi'im. And it's based on, one of the things it's based on is Pel Dabarbai as opposed to the Nevi'im. He brings four different elements. Other Nevi'im had the Nevi'is only when they were sleeping, not when they were up. Unnevi'im couldn't summon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was only when it came to them. It was they were lucky that she came to them. Moshe could summon HaKadosh Baruch Hu at any time. So one of the other chalukim is Pe'a Pe'a Dabarbai. That for other Nevi'im, it came like almost like via intermediary. It came like seemingly through a third party. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was Pe'a Pe'a, another one of the milas of the Nevi'is of Moshe over the other Nevi'im. Okay. Shavas Luchas. Moshe Rabbeinu, she bears Luchas. He broke Luchas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. My Darish, when he dashed to break Luchas, Amar, he said, Uma Pesach Shuechan, Metarik Mitzvahs. Pesach is one of the 630 Mitzvahs, Amar Teira, Kol Benecher Lechabai, Benecher, someone who's a mummer, if you have a Zarek, can't eat from Karm Pesach. Hatara Kula, the Gantz Tara Kula over here is being given. The Yisrael Mamar, Mekai Yisrael were donning the eagle. They were serving the eagle, Achaz Kamakama, certainly over there, they're not fit for the Torah, and therefore he broke the Luchas. Now, Taisus right away jumps in and says, what type of Kavachimer? Look at Taisus, second Bob Taisus page. Ain't that Kavachimer Gummer? It's not really a full fit Kavachimer. Why? A Mummer as a Pesach Shu Carbon. A carbon is something of a lofty status of a carbon. A Mummer cannot partake in a carbon. So that means you're going to deprive a person who does one Avera, and we're not minimizing Khalil Avera of the Eagle. But people who did, a nation even, that did Avera of the Eagle, that means all of a sudden they can't get any of the Torah. Fakarit is a big site of how one should deal with with the wayward son. Give him a Torah, bring him back to tshuva. Be open. Don't kick him out. Don't say, you're not worthy. No Torah. Be open. Give him Torah. Give him what to nash from. Even if other actions seem to be exactly in contradiction with Torah, it's not the reason not to give Torah. The contrary, give Torah and let them have an avenue, have a branch to chab onto to be chayes b'tshuva. So it says, it wasn't kav v'chomer gomer. It's just the Gemara is saying that was the logic, but it wasn't a full fledged kav v'chomer. Fine. It says the luchos that you broke. Thank you, Yasher Koyach. Thank you for breaking the luchas. So a few things. First of all, Kol Tar Kulakan is what? What is that referring to? The whole Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai. He came down to the whole Torah. What did he come down with? He came down with the Aseres Hadibros. Rashi says that's what it means. Kol Tar Kulakan, Aseres Hadibros. Fits very well with the Vesad Yigayin. Fits with the Vesad Yigayin. It says that Kol Tar Kul is included in the Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros from the Aseres Hadibros, which by the way, it's called the Aseres Hadibros. It's maybe 10 Dibros, but it's actually 14 commandments. It's 14 mitzvahs in Aseres Hadibros. It's Aseres Hadibros. It's a little bit of a, if you ask someone how many mitzvahs are in Aseres Hadibros, they say 10. It's 10 dibris, 10 statements, but there's actually 14 mitzvahs, at least 14 mitzvahs built into the Aseres Dibris. Says Rav Sadia Gaon, actually, if you go on a deeper level, the entire Torah, called Torah Kula, is referenced in the Aseres Dibris, and that's Lashon called Torah Kula Khan. Beautiful Daskei Mal Tosfos. A melech is supposed to walk around constantly with a Sefer Torah. What does it mean to carry Sefer Torah? Pashis? It means he has to carry maybe one of these small, very, very, very portable Sefer Torah. He has to walk around there constantly. He has to carry it. He has to have someone with him, always, all times, holding Sefer Torah with him. Says the Daskei Mal Tosfos. No, it means the Aseres Dibris. He walks around with a small pamphlet of Aseres Dibris. Aseres Dibris encompasses called Torah Kula, and therefore he walks around the service, and that's sufficient. So that is a nice touch in Kol Torah Kula. Asher Shibartem, Akash Baruch says Yashkech Shibartem. How do we know? Amar says we're making a just in the words. Hashem says thank you for breaking it. Where do you see in the words? How do we know that Yashkech Shibartem? Says Ramban, similar to what we said before. Akash Baruch will only put the Shechina on day 7, so we know Hashem was maskim. Akash Baruch commands that the Luchas Shivyas, the broken piece of Luchas, should be in the Aron. Broken Luchas should be in the Aron with the other Luchas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masked to Moshe his actions, the broken Luchas would not have made it into the Aron. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, put him in the Aron, shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking him to the actions. There's a big insight in the Hatam of Shar Geisha from Shem Mishkap. He brings, how could Moshe Rabbeinu take that risk? Did he know a second Luchas was coming? Did he know a second Luchas was coming? He knew a second Luchas was coming, that in Kippur they're going to get Luchas Shnias. How can he take the risk? So he wants to say that yes, that Moshe Rabbeinu has a much deeper story going on over here, and there's actually a powerful message for us and for Shavuos in general, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that when the first Luchas came down, he saw that Klai, so the Luchas has such a power that whoever comes in contact with it will be able to grasp Torah, understand Torah, without actually working for it, without schwitzing, without working for it. It'll be too easy. And when things come easy, unfortunately, the ramifications, we know that's the whole explanation the Bali Musa give, why Kaiso was able to stray so quickly from the Makkas, from all the Nisim, and go right to the Eagle. How's that possible? Because when things come easy, when things don't come with Shvitz, again, Chas v'Shalom, minimizing the 200 years of labor, but the Nisim, the miracles came, the Amunah came so easy, and therefore it was able to be flipped on a dime. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that when the Torah is going to come easy, if it comes without Shvitz, then it's going to be very easy for them to slip into the depths of Eagles and the like. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu specifically broke the Luchas, and he knew the second Luchas were not going to be the same. So the Shemeshkov's question was, how can he break? He knows it's going to come. He knew it wasn't going to come. It wasn't going to come a second set of Luchas like this. This set of Luchas we're not going to have again. Rather, Psalacha. Akash Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Psalacha, make for yourself Luchas Shnias. Psalacha is with your own Shvitz, your own work. Has to be with your own two hands, your own sweat. That's how the second Torah, that second Luchas were going to come. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that. And since it's Am Shemayim, therefore Klai Yisrael, if they take onto it and they work on it, they'll have a much better chance of having a Kiyam. The way for Torah to be successful is not to have it passively and just osmosis and taking it in without working. It's to work. It's to work at it. That is how one can appreciate and one can have a successful Veda in Kabbalah Sotera. Okay, says the Martashima. Now we're going to ask some questions on the back to the Machlekes, Rabbeisi, and the Rabbanan. We're saying that.
The word psala, not bash, is kayach.
Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. When you use the egg in a kayach, then you have psalacha.
Is Gimel Vav Lamed from
Very good. Tashima. Let them be prepared for the Yamashlishi. Let them be prepared for the third day. So that means after 2 days of, seemingly after 2 days of Prisha, the third day is going to be Mantaira. Kashla Rabbeisi, it's Kashla Rabbeisi, because if it's, that means it's only 2 days of abstinence, not three. Not like Rabbeisi's. Remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Yamechad. Harmin and Yamechad is Moshe Bedaita. I mean, the answer is really built, really said the answer before. The Mara's question was that according to Yasi, that Akash Baruch Hu says, let them be abstained for 2 days, it should be Mount Teres on Friday, not Shabbos. It should be Shabbos. So we already answered. Akash Baruch Hu Taka said 2 days, and Moshe was Moshe Yamechad Bedaita, and therefore it's not Shver. The first one explains there's actually a deeper conversation going on there. Akash Baruch Hu's Lassa Vahinachad and Meshlishi sounds like they're going to be ready, and it's the third day. So you can't change those, and on that, Moshe Rabbeinu actually said, "Hay nechaynes nechaynem l'shleishes yamim." You should take 3 days of prep, not be prepared for three and three on day three. Take 3 days of prep. Okay, l'mais the pasuk does say later that says vehi beyam ashlishi vehi kolos abrakam. We're going to quote this pasuk later that we say beyam ashlishi. So l'chayra. Why is there Yom HaShlishi? If we're saying that ultimately those 3 days of prep, it was really Yom Revi where they got the Torah. Shabbos was Yom Revi, right? After Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of prepping, Shabbos was Yom Revi. So on that, Rashi of Yerba Bavarns, that's not going to be Shver and Basi because the mice we spoke out, the first day wasn't a full day. Wednesday was the morning, Moshe Rabbeinu got the Tzivai. That's why he added Friday, Thursday, and Friday. You have two full days, plus Wednesday is not a full day. Therefore, it's still Shabbos we call Yom HaShlishi because you didn't have the full 3 days. Therefore, it could be called Yom HaShlishi. Okay, Tashima. Next riot. Shlishi. The price is like this. Shlishi, what does Shlishi mean? Shlishi b'chodesh, third day of the month, Shlishi b'Shabbos, and it was the third day of the week. So again, we're saying the third day of the month, was the third day of the week, which was Tuesday. If the third day of the month is Tuesday, that means the first day of the month was Sunday. This is a riot to Rabbi Yasi. Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh was not Monday. According to Rabbanan, Tuesday would be the second day of the month. Kashto Rabbanan is Kashto Rabbanan. Amech Rabbanan, Hamani Yasi. Rabbanan will tell you, you're right, that price goes like Rabbi Yasi. Okay, now once we quote that Bryce, the Marge is bothered, when the Bryce starts off, it says the word Shlishi. Shlishi is third day of the month, the third day of the week, which is Tuesday. Shlishi, what, Shlishi Lamai? Third day, Shlishi to what? What are you referencing? L'chidatayin, like, go to the Bryce. V'yashav Mesh as divrei el Hashem. Mesh brought back the words of the nation to Hashem. Chsiv, v'yagam Mesh as divrei el Hashem. And again it says, Mesh Rabbeinu taught the divrei el Hashem. We're bothered. It keeps referencing Moshe Rabbeinu bringing back reports from Klai Yisrael multiple times. It never said what Hashem told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael, and Moshe told Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael responded to Moshe, and when Moshe brought back, we're missing parts of the dialect, part of the conversation. So, what happened? Zumis Fazakbala to Rabbeisi. So the Bryce teaches us that according to Rabbeisi, Rabbi Yehuda, what was it talking about? It was talking about the mitzvah Akbala, which we said before, that was the third day. Again, according to Rabbeisi, that was the third day. The mitzvah, don't come close to the mountain. That was the third day. And that was the conversation that Kosh Baruch Hu told Meshach to Kai Yisrael. And Meshach to Kai Yisrael, they said, fine, we'll heed the warning not to get close to the mountain. By the way, on a separate note, there's a famous Chiddush Arim that he's bothered that Kosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to all the nations, and he told them, they asked, what does it say in it? And he told them what it says in it, each nation, that which was against what their nature was. This nation not to steal, this nation not to arayas, each nation based on what their inherent, not to kill, whatever their each one, the challenge was, they were told what it says in the Torah, and they said, nah, not for us. So if the Kaisel then went and received the Torah, and there was no discouragement. So what's the grace of Gedol? The Klai Yisrael went and we accept the Torah. Akash Baruch Hu didn't give us the warning. Says Chiddush Arim, unbelievable. This was the discouragement. The mitzvah of Akbala. A Yid always wants more. A Yid always wants to be breakthrough. He wants to be grow. He wants more milas. He doesn't want to be locked in. A Yid does not want to be bound. We see, unfortunately, to our detriment, how hard it is. It seems to be much harder for us to stay within our gvuls in this dangerous time of the virus. Because again, a yid does not like to be bound and locked in, especially when it comes to ruchnius. Particularly when it comes to ruchnius. And again, same thing with the yeshivas, with the shuls. People don't want to be locked in when it comes to what they view as a harnessing, tightening, putting a noose around their ability to steig. Says the Chiddush Arim, the warning for Klai Yisrael, or the discouragement for Klai Yisrael is, you can't come close to the mountain. If you can't go close to the mountain for Klai Yisrael, I can't get closer, I can't come, I don't want it, I don't want it. That was the challenge. And Klal Yisrael overcame that challenge. For Klal Yisrael not being able to go on the mountain, it's for another nation, Le'sigza, Le'sirtzach, and Le'sinach. That is a beautiful pshat from the Chiddush Rim. Okay, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi said, what was the conversation between Moshe and Klal Yisrael? And Moshe was reporting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what? Not about Hagbalah, rather, B'tchila Pish Aincha. First, Moshe Rabbeinu described to Klal Yisrael the punishments for people that don't keep midterm mitzvahs. Something which kind of it makes the person's heart a little bit bothered. But then he went back and told Klal Yisrael the matan schar, something which makes a person's heart calm, like Agata Gemara's. That is the two members. Moshe Rabbeinu first told them about the what happens if we don't keep the Torah, and then the beauty of what happens if we do keep the Torah. Ikadami, some say exactly opposite. Same drushes, same sukkim, same answers, but the opposite vein. But chila pirish man tzchara, first Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael the man tzchara, with the tzchara for keeping termites. It's said, the yashav Moshe, the yashav Meshivin, someone which is meshav das. That's a more simple title, meshav das. Not going to mess up the das. It's a meshav das. Ulub saif, pirish ayin, shekho Moshe Rabbeinu told about the ayin shav, not keeping termites. The yagin Moshe, Moshe spoke, the yagin dvarm, shekashim of kegidim, hard like arrows. So the v'yagid, that's the punishment. So again, that's the two members we were bothered. What are these two members? Moshe Rabbeinu came back and was v'yagid, and Moshe Rabbeinu was v'yeshiv, the words of Klal Yisrael. One is he was reporting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how Klal Yisrael took the warnings about the punishments for not listening to Torah, and the other was he was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how Klal Yisrael accepted the beauty of the schar for keeping the Torah. This could be maybe different ideas of how to be mechanech. You first lay down the stronger laws, and then you afterwards give the reward for listening, or you first give the rewards for listening, give the idea of what's the reward for listening, and then lay down the stronger punishment for not listening. Okay. Tashema. Shishi. Price says Shishi. Shishi b'chayde. Shishi means 6th day of the month. Shishi b'Shabbos. 6th day of the month was 6th day of Shabbos. Again, Kasha Rabbanan. 6th day of the month, the 6th day of the week is Friday. That means we're going to Sunday. Kasha on Rabbanan again. I'm Rabbeisi. The answer is simple. It's Rabbeisi. The Rabbanan will say that price, it goes like Rabbeisi. We know Rabbeisi holds Rishkhadish for Sunday. We hold Rishkhadish for Monday. Shishi Lamai again. What is Shishi for? And this laser will get to what you were asking before about might have been carrying the Torah down from Shemayim on Shabbos. What about carrying? Ravam Rava says, what's Shishi explaining? Shishi Lachani Yasin. It was the 6th day from when they encamped, from when they reached Amar Sinai, from when they reached Midbar Sinai. Rav Acha B'Yakov Amar, L'masan. It was also the 6th day from when they left. So the fundamental machlokes going on over here. When did they leave? Did they leave on Sunday and arrive on Sunday? Right? That was they left and arrived. According to the price going to Rebesi anyway. So Rosh Chodesh was the day they arrived according to everybody. And Rosh Chodesh going to Rebesi, what day was that? Rosh Chodesh was Sunday. So did they leave on Sunday and arrive on Sunday? Or they left the day before and just arrived on Sunday, which means when did they leave? That means they left on Shabbos. That means they were left on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the Kabbalah gives Shabbos tomorrow. The Machlokes says Shabbos tomorrow. The mitzvah Shabbos says given tomorrow. Your God commanded you. Vamar vidam rav kashasivcha b'mara, like you commanded mara. Mar savra Shabbos ikbid as tchumen leikbid. Rava holds. Ravu says that they arrived on Sunday, but they didn't leave on Sunday. They left on Shabbos. He holds that they were warned on Shabbos about the general din of Shabbos, but they were not warned about tchumim. Tchum Shabbos was not a concern, and therefore they were able to travel, leave on Shabbos. Says Taisud, tchum Shabbos is the only problem. They're traveling with weirs. They're carrying. What happened to carrying? Right. This is your question, Liza. What happened to carrying? Answers Taisud. If tchumim is not a problem, then nichol on that. Haitza wasn't a problem yet either. The general idea of Shabbos was given to them, but not the Yisrof Tchum / the Yisrof Haitza. Those could be related ideas that Yisrof Haitza wasn't given either. That can answer your question about Moshe Rabbeinu coming down with the Torah from Har Sinai on Shabbos. Again, Haitza wasn't an issue. One second. However, Marisav Tchum, Nam Yekbin, Rav Acha Yaakov held that they were Makbar and Tchum as well, and therefore must be that they didn't leave on Shabbos. It must be they left on Sunday and arrived on Sunday because they couldn't leave on Shabbos because that would be a problem of Tchum. Okay. Now, very important conversation based on this. There's a mice that was brought a couple hundred years ago. There was a ger that was in the process of being megayer. He did the mila on a Friday, let's say. Let's just assume it was a Friday, a Thursday. And his body was recuperating for the mila. And he could not go to the mikveh. He did the mila and then he was going to do tefillah. He couldn't go to the mikveh before Shabbos because his body was in too much pain. And he's coming full fajid, no, was not changing his mind, but he couldn't go to the mikveh. The shaila was, what is to do that on that Shabbos? We know Shabbos is given to the Yidden, right? It's a matana given, dafka for the Yidden. A guy is not allowed to, we say in Davening Shemoneh Esrei, a guy is, it was not given to the goyim. We know goy shavas. For goyim has to be regular weekday. It's got to be a regular day. He has to malacha. Goy shavas chayv misa. This guy is in between, he's quasi. He had mila, didn't have tefillah. to be a Yid, he has to keep Shabbos. Alz Goy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. We've had this idea, this concept before. We spoke out once, Alumdus, we spoke out a couple of months ago. It came up, we had another Malach of how a person can get a Suffolk Yid, how he can get around it. We spoke out, there's a Malach, I believe it was brought them from Beis Bris, that wear tzitzis. Wearing tzitzis is a Malach because for a guy, he's no chiv tzitzis. Tzitzis is carrying. For Yid, there's mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore it's not carrying. It's a beged, and therefore it's not carrying. It's one of the eights. Okay, but the Shaila came in front of a Rav. What should you do? The Rav Paskin, you never went to the mikveh. You were not Tevil L'Shem Yadis yet. You're still a guy. And therefore, you absolutely should do a malacha. Not only are you allowed to do a malacha, you should do a malacha. You shouldn't keep Shabbos yet. And ultimately, this guy went and wrote two letters after Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. He wrote two letters. And a bunch of other Rabbanim found out about this. And they blasted the Rav. They said, it's not true. You're wrong. You're making a mistake. It was Avadi. You're supposed to have kept Shabbos. He already had Mila L'Shem Yadis. That's not a Geisha Shavas. That's different. So this fellow, the Rav who Paskin, the Shaila, sent this Shaila to the Binyan Tzion, and he went to know, did I do correctly or not? And the Binyan Tzion says, you did not do correctly. The other Rabbanim are correct, that this Yid could have easily, he could have kept Shabbos, even if it wasn't a full-fledged Yid, that he could have kept Shabbos, and his Raya was from this Gemara. His Raya was that we see over here by Mara. What by Mara? Where Machlek is how much of Shabbos they had, right? And they were keeping Shabbos. And more than that, it was before Matan Torah. We just discussed earlier, till they got Kabbalah Torah, they weren't full-fledged Yidin yet. It was before Matan Torah. And yet we're saying they were able to keep whatever Shabbos they had. We had Machlek is, did they have all of Shabbos or not? But they certainly had Shabbos. They're keeping Shabbos before Matan Torah. According to the opinion that they didn't have all of Shabbos, okay, you could say, therefore it's good. But according to Rachab Yaakov, they kept all of Shabbos before Matan Torah. They're not full-fledged Yidin yet. Maybe they had Bismillahs, right? They had Bismillahs before eating Karim Pesach and Mitzrayim. They already had Bismillah, but they didn't have full-fledged status of a Yid yet, and still they kept Shabbos. We see that when one is in a quasi-state, a partial state, quasi-Yid, quasi-Guy, he's already considered no longer a Guy, and he doesn't have the concern of Guy Shabbos Chayv Misa, and therefore, you should have just let him keep Shabbos, and it would have been fine. That's the Bnei Tzion's Raya from our Gemara. Okay. Tashema. Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm glad you brought up. I forgot to mention it. I was thinking what Leon's saying. It's a good point. That maybe the whole din of Guy Shabbos only after Klai Yisrael got the Torah, and it became, the Torah belongs to Yidin, so then, if Klai Yisrael is Chayv Misa, Klai the Man Torah, where the Klai Yisrael weren't considered, they're still considered Bnei Noach, so yeah, you're right, that they're keeping Shabbos, but there's no way for Klai either at that point. Maybe Klai Shabbos wasn't in effect then, good, it's good, Ara, could be an alternative, so an alternative Shabbos.
Answer how Moshe Rabbeinu came down, but by then, that's it, Yidin.
He's saying it's Vasachas. As he's coming down, it's Shabbos already.
Already got it up in Shemayim. Can eat.
I hear. Rosh Hashayachar Eila Adler Rakiya. Rosh Hashayachar Eila Adler Rakiya.
Right.
What? I'm saying he landed on the mountain. He landed on the mountain. Rosh Hashayachar Eila Adler Rakiya. Maybe it's
Right. The mountain wasn't Rosh Hashayachar. Only he was allowed there.
Right. Maybe. Okay, so like the Mar Tashema Nisa. Let's go a few more minutes. The Nisa Yatz Shabbat Yatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim. We looked at the Vaisa. Nisa is the mother Klai Yisrael. We're taken out of Mitzrayim. Barbas Shechtu Mitzrayim on the 14th. We know the Shechtu Karim Pesach Mishas Yatzu on the 15th. The morning they went out right away. The 15th. The morning they left Mitzrayim. Well, the Erev Laka Bechiras, and that evening the Bechiras were hit. Sounds like the evening after the 15th. The Bechiras were hit. On the contrary, it was the evening of the 15th. La Erev Zakedaydech Elamib Erev. Doesn't mean that coming evening. The night before, Becharis were hit. Actually, on this quick side point, we're saying there's Be'erev. The Elsewhere says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Be'yoy Mekisi Kal Bechar. Is it Be'erev? Was it at night, which is what we understand? Or was it B'yom HaKisi? That possibly B'yom HaKisi seems like it was by day. Which one was it? There's a brace in the beginning of Masechta Smachas that addresses the question, this exact question. So discussion, it's a lumpish question why it's over there. Masechta Smachas speaks about Avelos. We'll leave it for now, short on time. But the brace right in the beginning of Masechta Smachas says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote, he hit the Bechoros at nightfall by Chatzos HaLaila, but they only died, so they were in this quasi state of being Geisesim from Chatzos till the next day, till the morning. So B'yayim Mekisi is that they died by day. When was the actual fight? B'yayim Mekisi sounds like they were hit, but they were hit at night, but the blow took effect by day. Okay, says Marvaiter. Here's the part that we need. That day, the 15th of Nisan, was a Thursday. Now, the Bryce is telling me 15th of Nisan was a Thursday. So do the math. Ear, which is 2 weeks later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shabbosah. It comes out that Iyar, which is, to be exact, 16 days later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, is going to be on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Shabbos, that means the first day of Sivan is going to be on Sunday, which is a Raya Terbiasi, Kashna Arbanan. Say Kashna on the Arbanan. Because just do simple math. If a month has 29 days, 28 days is Shabbos to Shabbos, 29th day is Sunday. It's a Kashna Arbanan.
This year's calendar.
Yes, exactly. Amalek is exactly this calendar. Amalek Rabbanan, ear that he shaita buri abre. Normal year, months, normal times, ear doesn't have an extra day. Ear was a chaser. That year, ear was a mali, and therefore, Rosh Chodesh came out on Monday, not on Sunday. Tashema. The Ibra are being a raya that year, we're going to bring a proof now that year was not an Ibr Chodesh. It was reglamat. Why? Nisa Shabayas Yisrael Mitzrayim, because again, this price says, Nisa Kaisal of Mitzrayim, Parbas Shechta Pesachim, Vechemishat Yatzul, Leverav, Lelka Bechir. It's the same as that Gemara as before. 14, the Shechta Karm Pesach, 15, the Lelka Mitzrayim, the Erev, and that night they went on Mitzrayim, that night after Karm Pesach, after leaving Mitzrayim, Lerav Sagadaitach, Ella, the night before they left Mitzrayim, Bechiris were Lelka. Okay. Vaisayim, Chemish Mishabas Havet, Elia. That day was the 15th was a Thursday. Hishlam Nisan was completed 30 days. Vira ear day is Shabbos. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh ear was a Shabbos. Chaser ear. So this price says explicitly Chaser ear. Ear was a Chaser 29 days, not 30. The ear Sivan the Yisberech of Shabbos, and Sivan started on Rosh Chodesh on the first day of the week on Sunday. This is black and white. Kasher Rabbanan, black and white. Right there, Basi. Kasher Rabbanan says the same as we said before when we had the price that says that Tuesday was the 3rd day of the month and Friday was the 6th day of the month. We said Hamani was the author of those prices. Knew who's the author of this price as well. Haman and Basi Rabbanan are not nispo from a price that's not like them, because that price, the author is a Basi who's not like them. They would argue on the historical facts brought in that price. Amra Papa Tashema. It says they traveled from Elim, and the entire Kodas Kapnei Sol came into Midbar Sin on the 15th day, on the middle of Sin of the second month, from when they left Mitzrayim. That day, the 15th of Iyar, let's talk about the 15th, this is the second month, 15th of Iyar was Shabbos. Vayisayim Shabbos Ayah Dechsev Uveikar Isim Eskved Hashem. In the morning you'll see Kved Hashem. Right? That's when what is Kved Hashem over there? That's when the month began to fall on Sunday. How do you know the month fell on Sunday? Because Dechsev Sheish Yom Tilkot. It says 6 days you gather the month, and the seventh day you don't gather the month. So it seems like the month started on a Sunday. Okay. Now if the 15th of Iyar, when the month was Shabbos, the day before the month started falling, so Reish Yachud Sivan Chav Shabbos. According to this math, the first day of Sivan is going to be against Sunday. Kasher Abanan, it's a Kasher on the Abanan. Same answer we said before. This price doesn't even say that Iyar was not Malay. I can make Iyar Malay. Says the Gemara, Amalek Rabbanan Iyar Da'ishata Ibri Abre. Iyar of that year was Malay, and therefore. It's not going to be a question on the Rabbanan. By the way, we keep saying, and not the price we just quoted, but the two prices before this, we quoted twice, that the day of Chamish Asar, of the 15th day, when they left Mitzrayim, was Thursday, the 5th day of the week, which means Wednesday, which is Yudal, was the day they shot the Karban Pesach, which fits very well, because they had the Karban Pesach tied up to the best for 4 days, which is the idea of Shabbos HaGadol. So there's actually two ideas behind the Shabbos HaGadol related to this Gemara. Tosfos brings, basically, Chamisha Avi, Tosfos brings the math that we just quoted, and Tosfos says, the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol is because the Mitzrayim were asking, why are you tying these lamps to your bed? And the Kaiso explained, because we need a Shechta, because whoever Shechta puts down on their door, and won't be killed by the Makas Bechiris, the Bechirim are going to be killed that night, so we need to have this protection from Makas Bechiris. The Bechirim and Mitzrayim heard this, and they went crazy. Created unrest, and they went and started fighting against their own fathers and their own families already before the Makkah of Machas Bechiris. There was an internal civil war, so says, that happened based on that, with the Mitzvah of seeing them tie the sheep to their beds on Shabbos HaGadol, hence the name Shabbos HaGadol. That is Tosfos' explanation of Shabbos HaGadol. Torah, of course, brings the idea of Shabbos HaGadol is because Klai Yisrael was taking the Avodah Zarah, the God of the Mitzvah, and tying it to their bed for a carbon, and the Mitzvah couldn't stop them. That was the element of Shabbos HaGadol. Very interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings Shabbos HaGadol, it just brings the fact the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Adkan, that's all he says. Doesn't say any dinim, doesn't say any halachas, any relevance, just says Shabbos HaGadol. Everyone famously knows that there's an Indian to bring, read the Agada, it's born in halacha, that is brought by the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. The Shulchan Aruch brings, I'm not sure if there's any other place in Shulchan Aruch where he just brings a fact, like a day. This is the name of the day. No dinim, no halacha, no nafkminas, no ramifications. This is Shabbos HaGadol. That's all he brings. He doesn't elaborate on any special dinim because of Shabbos HaGadol. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rechavivim Mechazoi, the Rav Ashi, Tashema, let's bring another raya. This is about the next year after the Mitzrayim. The first month in the second year, on the first day of the month, the Mishkan was established, basically with Chodesh Nisan. Mishkan was established. Tana. On that day, Natal Asar Taras. On that day takes 10 crowns. That day was special for 10 reasons. Rish Lamasa Bratius, that was the first day of Maasa Bratius, meaning that day, it was a Sunday. Sunday was the first day of Maasa Bratius, Sunday. Rish Lamasa Bratius, it was the first day of the Nisim, bringing the Kamarnas, the Nisim, 12 Nisim, each part of the Kamarnas. Kanas by the Mishkan. Rishon LeKuna was the first day Kuna doing Avayda as opposed to the Becheres doing Avayda. Rishon LeAvayda, the first day of Avayda, Rashi has a Tamidim. Well, that's when the Karbanas Tzibur started. Rishon with this Eish, the first day the fire came down from heaven to be on the Mizbech. Eish Tametuk Amizbech. Rishon LeAchilas Kachem was the first day of eating Kachem. Rashi explains in the locations, right? In Kachem in the base of Middash, or in the Mishkan area, Kachem Kalam throughout the whole Machne Levia. Fine. Rishon Machne Yisrael. Rishon Mishkan Shechina. First day the Shechina came down to reside in the Mishkan. Rishon LeBerachas Yisrael, the first day of the Kanim, benching Klal Yisrael of giving them the Berachas Kanim. Rishon LeSarbamis, first day the Bamis became Aser, and Rishon LeChadashim, of course, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the first day of the months. Says the Mar, the question, this is big Matthew said, the Nisan was saying Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the second year was on a Sunday. We know a Jewish year has how many days? 354 days. Very simple math. If it's 354 days, we know the 7 days in a week, so 50 weeks, 50 times 7, is 350 days. So every year, if it's 4 days more than three, then exactly 50 weeks, so whatever day Rosh Chodesh Nisan is this year, last year it was 4 days earlier, right? 4 days less. If the Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan this year was on a Sunday, that means the year before must have been on a Wednesday. It must have been Rosh Chodesh on a Wednesday. There's no difference between Shavuos and Shavuos. From year to year, in a regular year, it's 4 day difference, like we explained, the 354 days, the 4 days extra over the exact amount of weeks. It might be embarrassing. If you had extra month is 29 more days, so you have 4 more weeks, 28 days, plus 1 more day for the 29th day. So instead of 4 days off, it'll be 5 days off. Chamisha, 5 days off. Havli Reshach the Ir Mali Shabbat. According to this math, the Rosh Chodesh of Ir was Friday. Reshach of the Sivan Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh of Sivan should be Shabbos. Kasha Bein Dar Beitzi Bein Dar Banan. It's Kasha both Dar Beitzi and Dar Banan. It's Kasha everyone who said they both agreed that Rosh Chodesh was either Sunday or Monday. No one held to a Shabbos. According to this, Rosh Chodesh Sivan should have been on Shabbos. Says Gemara Rabbi Yeshi Shiva Chaser Navin. Very simple. And the simple answer is that year they had made instead of six Chaser months, they made 7 Chaser months, and therefore Rosh Chodesh was 1 day later on Sunday. And the Rabbanu will stop with this. Hey. The Rabbanim, that first year with Lefetz Rayim, for whatever reason, they had 8 months that were chaser, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Shiva came out. Rosh Chodesh Shiva had come out on Monday and the following year, and they're being on Shabbos because there were eight chasers, not the normal six. We'll pick it up in the show from here tomorrow.